listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines, preferred copier provider of the Cleveland Browns. Know that every day is game day in your office. Call 216-485-2000 or visit OhioBusinessMachines.com. Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's game day. The Browns set to open the preseason against the Redskins tonight at First Energy Stadium, 8 o'clock on News Channel 5. And joining us now from Sports Illustrated on the Ohio Business Machines hotline is Don Banks, who was here with us Tuesday in Berea. Don, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Good to be with you again this year.
Good to be with you as well. Let's start with the Ray Rice comment from you, Mike Pettine, to you about the team discussing it. Do you think a lot of teams have discussed the thought of bringing Ray Rice in, but obviously nobody's taken any action to this point?
Yeah, I think a lot of teams have discussed it. I think what certainly raised my eyebrows a little was how quick Mike Pettine made the link to Wilbert Montgomery and his history, obviously, with Ray Rice from Baltimore, being the running backs coach for 6 years, really all 6 years that Ray Rice was a Raven. And then adding that, of course, he had his own history in Baltimore and spent the 2008 season on staff. So it has significance. If Cleveland continues to show signs of dissatisfaction with their backfield, and right now, before the games have started, it's probably more of a motivational tool than anything else. But I think he was honestly saying, we've discussed it. We're not to the point where we think the need is there. But if the need arises, then we have the other discussion as to whether or not the organization wants to take on that particular baggage that comes with Ray Rice arriving in a new NFL venue. And then I think, he's being honest enough to say, we need to see more out of our young running backs and basically backed up everything that Wilbert Montgomery had said last Sunday about his frustration level with the backfield currently.
Don, as you look at the Cleveland Browns, this is going to be a team that plays great defense. Your ability to run the football is going to be expected of this backfield group, which we just talked about. But a lot of questions about this team are circled around the quarterback position. Just your overall perspective, having been at practice, about your thoughts on Josh McCown and what you saw to Johnny Manziel out of practice in year two.
Well, the day I was there, Manziel didn't do anything except for throw a few lob passes left-handed. So I'm looking forward to tonight. I will be at the game tonight. I'm actually coming back to Steelers camp and in Latrobe as we speak. Everybody I talked to sounded very cautiously optimistic about where Manziel is at. Nobody seemed to want to get too far down the road. I think this is they view it as a process that has taken nice baby steps, and they want to see that continue. But Josh McCown right now has, a hammerlock on the starting job. He seems to have the confidence of his teammates. Dante Whitner was on video with me talking about just how impressed he was with the grasp of the offense, with his ability to challenge a very good defense and obviously a strong secondary. Yeah, I think this is a non-story right now, but let's see if Johnny Manziel can make this a story. Let's see if his performances force the issue a little bit this month. I was through Browns camp last year, and I didn't think it was a competition at all when it was painted this one. But Brian Hoyer was clearly the best option. I think that was proven out. But this year, different story with McCown, and I think they're playing it far differently and, frankly, the right way.
Talking with Don Banks from Sports Illustrated here on the Ohio Business Machines hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don, was obviously, and from a media standpoint, the feel from last year's camp to this year, completely different. But in terms of what you saw on the field, do you feel that the Browns are headed in the right direction? What do you think about this 2015 version of the Cleveland Browns?
Well, it was hard not to be impressed with Danny Shelton, the first-round draft pick that they threw at the run defense issue. Obviously, 32nd ranked in the league last year. To me, that's job one in Cleveland this year. If you can get that figured out, this defense does have a chance to really kind of be upper tier. And I have never been as blown away as I was when you just see Danny Shelton up close in football pants and realize what a wide load he is.
Yeah.
And yet how agile he is. I've never seen a man with bigger thighs, that's for sure. And yet he can still get down the field a little and chase and make some plays athletically. And I think that's something to be excited about if you're a Cleveland Browns fan. And I thought Tre'Mon Williams looked pretty good, and his addition to the secondary takes the strength and makes it a little bit stronger. But by and large, we're going to be talking about this team in relation to quarterbacking, as always. And if they can get the running game that they think they can out of the three young running backs, and that's going to give them the blueprint they hope, which is to be able to rely on that running game. But you got to, in the NFL, you got to pass enough to get a lead, and then you can run the ball, and then you can kind of shut down games with the running game and the defense. But I still like to see how that passing game is going to come together and whether they have enough at receiver, frankly.
That was my next question. You know, they sought out Dwayne Bowe kind of on the backside of his career in Kansas City. Brian Hartline, after he gets signed to a big deal down in Miami, you know, they release him. He comes here. Do they have enough playmakers in the passing game? Because there's questions not only surrounding the wide receiver room, but also the tight end room with the obviously with, you know, the addition of Rob Hauser, but the departure of Jordan Cameron.
My opinion right now would be no. They have a great chance to prove us wrong, but I am not of the belief that Dwayne Bowe is going to have better his best days still ahead. I think his numbers have declined the last 3 years. I don't think that was all just happenstance with how they were running the offense in Kansas City. I thought it was a curious signing when they gave him number one receiver money. I went through Kansas City's camp. They're very, very happy to have Jeremy Maclin. They probably overpaid a little bit to get him, but I can understand that move much more than like investing at that level or even just beneath that level for Dwayne Bowe. So I don't know. Is Hawkins and Gabriel and obviously I wrote about Terrell Pryor. What's the X factor there? Do they think he can be kind of a an X factor type of player where they give him a situational package of plays, or they ask him to do very few things but do them well? I think it's a really interesting situation to watch, but I'm not real hopeful that right now they have a receiving depth chart that kind of stacks up with the rest of the division.
Don, how good or where do you rank this secondary amongst the secondaries in the NFL now with Hayden, Tre'Mon, Kaywan, Gipp, and Whitner?
You know, I don't know if I've ever sat the rank secondaries in my head. They obviously, I mean, they have guys with track records. And, you know, Pro Bowl is overrated, obviously, as all pro is what you want. Pro Bowl is a little bit flimsy. But look, Tre'Mon Williams has a resume. Is he in his prime? Probably not. But, you know, Gibson had a great year, and I think Joe Hayden is very, very well respected in this league, very solid. Whitner, it's very good. Is it elite? I don't know that I would use that word, but I think it's very good. I think it's the strength of their defense, and I think it's the secondary that they feel is going to match up with anybody in the AFC North, and I would agree with that. And I think it's clearly the best secondary in the division. So from that standpoint, they get that check mark. Cleveland gets it easily.
Don, one last question for me is you mentioned, you know, how impressive Danny Shelton is in his size and stature and what he will mean to the middle of this defense to shore up that run game. But one probably only other question mark defensively is got to come with their ability to affect the passer. Do you believe with the injury to Barkevious Mingo, who'll be out, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, that Scott Solomon, second round pick Nate Orchard, and Paul Kruger coming off his best year in the National Football League will be enough to affect that passer to really see the assets you have on the back end in Joe Hayden, Tre'Mon Williams, and Dante Whitner?
Well, I think they're going to have to get some overachievement from players that we're not expecting. I know they're very high on Orchard. Obviously, Kruger had his finest season last year. Sometimes that is a hard level then to duplicate. So, you know, I don't see it right now. They're going to have to get some guys to contribute in that area that we're not expecting to contribute in that area to a large degree. I think it's a question mark as we head into the preseason schedule, but maybe these next 4 weeks show us that they're deeper at that than we think, and that sometimes happens. Sometimes they go in with these preconceptions, and we come out of August, and we feel pretty differently. So it is the proverbial time for someone to kind of step up and pick up the slack that Mingo is going to leave behind.
Talking with Don Banks from Sports Illustrated. Don, does this team, in your mind, have – last year they were very much in the AFC North hunt, were in first place after that Thursday night game against the Bengals. Do they have what it takes to make a run at the AFC North title?
I think they can be competitive. If I had to pick right now, and I don't like to pick in the middle of a training camp because I usually like to try to get to the end of August and look at it. But I don't see them with more than 8-win potential, but let's see what Josh McCown can do. Josh McCown with the Bears a couple years ago looked like the kind of quarterback that could get a team to the playoffs. He didn't in Tampa Bay, which was the real Josh McCown. I guess we'll find out. My sense is it'll probably be somewhere in between those 2 points. I think he's going to be very solid. I think he's going to be consistent. I think he's going to keep the chains moving reasonably well if the running game is there behind him. But I don't see them if Cleveland wins more than 8, I'll be surprised. And if they climb higher than third place in this division, I will be surprised.
Don, what's the one thing you're focused on the most tonight when they take on the Redskins?
Well, it's probably going to be whether Manziel plays well enough to inject himself into the discussion in any real way. I'm also going to be watching RG3 on the other side of the field,
yep,
because he's obviously in a very pivotal year. This is kind of prove it time for him in Washington. But I think as far as the Browns are concerned, it's probably number two. Maybe it's how Danny Shelton looks holding the point of attack. So I think those two things, you probably couldn't get a bigger picture list of the top two items than that. The run defense and with Shelton in the middle, and if Manziel can kind of build on at least the optimistic work he did in the scrimmage the other day.
Don, thanks so much for the time. We'll see you down at First Energy Stadium tonight when the Browns open the preseason against the Washington Redskins.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you very much. When we come back, we're going to hear from the quarterback of your Cleveland Browns, Josh McCown, coming up next here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.